Good morning. Welcome to Lincoln County Connections. I am Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer. Thanks for joining us today on Connections. We've got a great interview. We have Mary Kay Fitzmaurice. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Casey.
She's a Program Manager of Senior and Disability Services with Oregon's Cascade West Council of Governments. So we've got a lot to talk about this morning with her. And how are things going today?
Things are great. Sun's going, you know, out there today, so hey, sun
yeah,
is still here.
I know, it's sticking with us, which is a good thing. Mary Kay, you know, I think it's taken me a while to kind of understand Oregon Cascades West Council of Governments. You guys do a lot of things. Can you give us just an overview of who you are and what you do?
Sure. So I think people know us more as Senior and Disability Services, but we have this big umbrella company. It's called Cascades West Council of Governments. We are a collaboration of 20 cities, 3 counties, Lynn, Benton, and Lincoln County, and we have the Confederated Tribes of Siletz involved with us, the Newport-Port District, and so we collaborate with them. We're the support system under our umbrella. We have several divisions. We have a community and economic development division, mm-hmm. which has a lending group. We have we deal with public improvements. We have a transportation group that helps with transportation issues, planning, that type of issues. We have a general administration group, technology services that not only support Cascades West but actually support some of our members.
Mm-hmm.
We contract with the Veterans Services over in Benton County, so we have the VA services there, and then Senior and Disability Services, which is what I manage here in Lincoln County.
Yeah, I find your website to be easy to read, easy to navigate, and that is OCWCOG.org.
Correct, yes. And, you know, for more information, please go online. We have our employment opportunities there. We have Generations, which is our quarterly insert targeted to our senior and disabled population for Lynn and Benton County and Lincoln County. We have all kinds of links
mm-hmm.
To resources that we offer and the different programs that we offer.
Yeah, great staff directory too. I mm-hmm. found it was very easy to find you, and a lot of that information is very good to have. If people need to drill into a service from you, they're going to find it on the website.
Absolutely, yes.
Can you help us sort of understand, even sort of like the funding? Because I think about Lincoln County, we deliver these services. You as well are delivering these services. How are you funded?
So we have a whole lot of different ways that we get our funding. So Cascades West Council of Governments, like I said, we're a collaboration of these cities and counties and different groups. And so they pay a fee mm-hmm. to get our support. And through some of those fees, we're able to do some of our programs. And then like our Meals on Wheels programs and different community projects that we do. And so there's the basis of it through the whole organization. Our lending group is actually self-sustaining mm-hmm. because they actually lend money, and then through that they self-sustain themselves. And then Senior and Disability Services, actually, we contract with the state to run the state programs. And so we get funding through the federal government. We get state funding. We write grants. And we also get some of the fees that our member cities pay to us.
Yeah, so if we see this stream, I mean, some of it is coming from the municipality mm-hmm. or the county, some's coming from the federal government, some's coming from the state government. So, yeah, kind of a network of revenues rolling in.
It is. You know, sometimes it's a little confusing, but we really are here to support the communities that we live in, which is Lynn and Benton County and then Lincoln County. And so we have all this different funding stream coming to support the areas that we live.
Well, great. Mary Kay Fitzmaurice, she is the Program Manager for Senior and Disability Services, Oregon Cascade West Council of Governments. More with her in just a minute after the break. Stay with us. Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections. We are talking to Mary Kay Fitzmaurice. She's the Program Manager for Senior and Disability Services, Oregon Cascades West Council of Governments. Mary, I believe you spend a lot of your time in Toledo. That's where your offices are. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes. We have our main office in Albany that services Lynn and Benton County, but our office here in Lincoln County is in Toledo. And then we service and support the community here in Lincoln County.
So my mom and I have been talking about her mom, which has led to discussions for me to talk about my mom and thinking about aging and the kinds of support her mom will need and I'll need for mine when she is in more of senior needs. So is that, I mean, I know she turned to you for just a general look to begin thinking, you know, about this time in our lives. And is that a good example of the kinds of things people begin to look to you for? Like, what are we going to do?
Absolutely. So what happened about 4 years ago, we were a pilot community for what's called an Aging and Disability Resource Connection. Mm-hmm. And so we have an actual call center that we call our front door. And what we like for people to do in our community and even outside the community is call us, and we have all these resources available. And one of the main things that we do is what's called options counseling, which is exactly what you're talking about. We want people to call us to say, my mother's aging, my father's aging, or I have a disabled brother that I don't know what resources are available, or I just don't even know what to do. So yeah. We have this free service that we can send an options counselor out to your home and sit down and have a conversation with you, your loved ones, anyone that wants to be involved, and talk about options that are available in the community and the resources available. And our hope is to help you make a conformed, decision on how you want to live out the rest of your life and how you want to plan.
Yeah, and it's probably maybe never too soon to stop really thinking about it. I mean, I feel that sometimes we, you know, wait till, later in the process to start the planning. What's your recommendation?
I say call immediately. Call when you're young, because mm-hmm. what we want to do, our goal is to keep people off Medicaid. Mm-hmm. It used to be people would, you'd have the conversation to say, this is how much money you want to spend to get on Medicaid. Well, really what we want to do is help people plan for the future so that they can take their resources and live at home, do what they want, and not get on a state-assisted program. And so options counseling is a fantastic program we offer. And if you call when you're young and you can plan, you can have these resources, and I think it's just, you're never too young.
Options counseling. Mm-hmm. And so I also noticed that you had a website that has a lot of resources in one place. What is that
right.
all about?
So with the ADRC, we are linked into the state of Oregon's website, which is ADRCofOregon, all one word, .org. And so people can go to the website and get connected to any of the ADRCs located around the state and get information, and then call that ADRC. There's a number, which I'm sorry to say I didn't bring with mm-hmm. me, that is a state number you can call, and then you can get connected to any ADRC. And then through that, you can also call our local office and just talk to our live call takers at the ADRC, because we do have live call takers. And that number is 541-336-2289.
And that's the Aging and Disability Resource Connection?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Yeah, I downloaded kind of a planning manual, mm-hmm. which was interesting and really puts things in perspective there, too.
Right. And what I really want to stress, too, is that this is free. Mm-hmm. And you don't have to be a consumer of ours. It can be any community member.
Yeah. Great. Mary Kay Fitzmaurice, we are talking about Oregon's Cascade West Council of Governments, but Senior and Disability Services. So we'll be back with her in just a moment on Lincoln County Connections. See you soon. Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections. Today, we have Mary Kay Fitzmaurice. She's a program manager with Senior and Disability Services, Oregon Cascade West Council of Governments, talking about the services they provide to you. And Senior services, Now, we talked about that options counseling, which, wow, wonderful. Could you talk about OPI? What's happening there?
So OPI, we have a couple things. You know, the OPI that everyone knows is for our 60 and plus consumers, and it's just a little program that keeps people in their homes. It's about 5 hours a week to help people stay at home and stay off Medicaid. We are now have this fantastic pilot that we are targeting the younger disabled population, 19 through 59. And basically, it's the same program that we offer to our seniors, but with just a little bit more supports for our younger disabled, and looking at a little bit different resources, since they need a few different things, but they still need to be disabled. They don't have to have Social okay. Security, but they need to say that they have some kind of a disability, and there's a sliding fee possibly. They can't be on Medicaid or this new Affordable Care Act, MAGI, medical, and but they need just a little bit of help in the home with their activities of daily living. Fantastic program. Again, you can call the ADRC to get more information for that.
Another program seems like it's recently unfolding. PEARLS, is it fairly new?
PEARLS is fairly new. It stands for Program to Encourage Active and Rewarding Lives, and we target our consumers that are seniors. Mm-hmm. And there's 8 visits between a 5 and 6 month period, and it's basically homebound, or they're in this vacuum where they're staying home more, they're feeling sad, mm-hmm. you're not engaging in the community. So what we do is we try to go out there, we will go out there, and we help teach tools to solve issues to get you back into the community and back leading a more rewarding life.
Yeah, yeah.
Great
Sometimes
program.
Intimidating to go participate in programs. Maybe mm-hmm. you want to go learn about computers,
right.
You know, things of that nature, and wonderful.
Right.
So some interpersonal techniques or advice maybe. Huh?
Yeah, you know, we have a case manager that will go out and actually work with the person and teach you tools, you know, and mm-hmm. it's these issues, you write out your issues, and then we help you problem solve and teach you how to problem solve.
Cool. PEARLS.
Yeah, it's great.
What about Family Caregiver?
Well, you know, that's one of our most favorite programs that just is a little bit of help for our caregiver. So most of the programs we offer, we target the consumer, the client that needs the help. Mm-hmm. In this program, we actually target the caregiver. So if you are taking care of your mother,
mm-hmm.
We come in and you as the caregiver is our consumer, and we can offer some respite. We can offer some help in the home. Maybe you need the house cleaned. Maybe something that will help you as a caregiver feel good and give you a little bit of time and relaxation.
Yeah, get a break.
Get a break, which we all need as caregivers.
Maybe RSVP.
You know, RSVP is, you know, another great program because that targets our volunteers. We have this great volunteer base that we put out into the community. They're out in the community helping our seniors. We have vets helping vets. So our veterans are doing transportation for other veterans in the community all through the RSVP program. We have friendly visitors through them. Again, call our office if you're interested in becoming a volunteer or need any services.
Okay. Take us through some more highlights.
More highlights. So we also have some other evidence-based programs. One of them we love is our Living Well with Chronic Conditions. Mm. This is another free program that we offer. It's a 6-week program working with 2 facilitators, teaching you tools how to deal with your chronic condition. And again, it's free. It's 2 weeks every week for 6 weeks. It's a fantastic program. You've got supports of other people in this program that's in the same condition you are. Mm-hmm. So again, it's teaching tools.
Yeah, how to make healthy food choices. Mm-hmm. What other things do they learn?
You know, how to manage pain.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're in chronic pain, you know, what do you do? How can you alleviate that? Or even just, you know, get a support person to help you through that. Diabetes, how to manage that. And we're not medical. It's not medical. It's just teaching tools
mm-hmm.
is all that is. Another evidence-based program we have is called Powerful Tools for Caregivers. And again, the same concept, 6 weeks, but it's targeting the caregiver. How do you take care of yourself? because everybody looks at the person that needs the care, but we want to look at the caregiver.
Yeah.
And you need to take care of yourself, because if you don't, then you won't be able to take care of the person that you're trying to take care of.
Yeah, and, you know, evidence-based seems to be a little bit of a buzzword, but what I seem to have noticed by going through your website and looking at some of these resources is we really have a lot of science and a lot of research. Mm-hmm. You know, it's really built upon that these are things that work really well for people.
They do, they are. They're based upon evidence, lots of scientific studies. We work through Stanford. We work through the University of Washington. So lots of different areas, and they've all been proven to work. So great programs.
Any other programs?
Well, we're reaching out. We're expanding our money management program. And it's a volunteer program. We're looking for volunteers right now. And basically, it's to support consumers in the community that need help taking care of their finances. So if they need their bills paid,
mm-hmm.
their bank statements reconciled, or if they've gotten themselves into debt, we have some tools to help them possibly get themselves out of debt. There's no money involved, but it's a one-on-one working with somebody that will help them figure out how to pay their bills and how to manage their money.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fantastic program. We are just starting that up. Hopefully in the next couple weeks, again, call our office for more information.
And for all ages.
For all ages, that I believe, you know, we may be targeting the senior, but I'm not positive because it's so brand new to our agency or to Lincoln County. We've actually had it going over in Benton and Lynn County for a while.
Wow, great, though. I mean, just one of those daily, monthly things, you know, little tips and tricks can really make a big difference.
Well, it can. And, you know, so many times we have spouses that, married couples, that a spouse dies, it's always taking care of the finances.
Right.
So this program really targets those folks that really need the help and learning how to take care of their finances.
Well, great. So, once again, if you're listening to us here in Lincoln County, generally do we think about picking up the phone and calling you or going online? And what's the first place to start for folks?
Probably the easiest for most people is to call us in Toledo, which our phone number is 541-336-2289. And you'll get a receptionist. We're open, you know, Monday through Friday. Our reception is open 9 to noon and 1 to 5. You can call our ADRC, Aging and Disability Resource Connection, which is in our building also, along with other call takers in our Albany office. And they're live callers, but you would reach them through the main number, 541-336-2289. And then our website, which is ocwcog.org or adrcoforegon.org.
Well, thank you for coming on Lincoln County Connections today, Mary, and it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thanks, Casey.
And thank you for listening. We'll see you same time, same place next week.